morning, people of God. Can you hear me? No? Yeah? Okay. Welcome this morning as we come together, as we celebrate this rainy day. And we also recognize our seniors who are graduating from high school in just a matter of a few weeks. What day is commencement? Graduation? June 2nd. You still have classes after that, don't you? The seniors don't. Oh, you're special. You're special. By the way, how is everyone today?
Grateful.
We're grateful today. Let's prepare our hearts for worship this morning with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another, and I invite us at this moment to take a moment just to reflect our self-examination at this time. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. We sing our gathering song, and we're going to be singing verses 1, 3, 6, and 8. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
We sing our Kyrie eleison.
For the health of the church, for the youth. the hungry and the poor. We may live out truth and justice and grace. Let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Ki eleison, on our world and on our way. Ki eleison, every day. For peace in our hearts, for peace in our homes, for friends and family. For life and for love, for work and our play, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Kyrie eleison, on our world and on our way. Kyrie eleison, every day. For your Spirit to center our lives in the water and the Word. That you nourish our souls with your body and blood. Let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Kyrie eleison, on our world and on our way. Kyrie eleison, every day.
Let us pray. O Lord God, you teach us that without love, our actions gain nothing. Pour into our hearts your most excellent gift of love, that made alive by your Spirit, we may know goodness and peace through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Good morning. The first reading is from Acts 11. Now the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them, step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God?" When they heard this, they were silenced, and they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 148. Hallelujah, praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise God in the heights.
Praise the Lord, all you angels. Sing praise on the most of heaven.
Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Sing praise, all you shining stars.
Praise the Lord.
Let them praise the name of the Lord who commanded, and they were created. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars. Sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world. Let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name only is exalted, whose splendor is over earth and heaven. The second reading is from Revelation 21. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell within them. They will be his peoples. And God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away. And then one who was seated on the throne said, See, I am making all things new. And he also said, Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true. Then he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter. When he had gone out, Jesus said, Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, Where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you, Lord. You may be seated. Any kids want to come up? This time.
You want to come on up? Anybody? Nobody? Joel's coming. Oh, okay. Never mind. Sophie, come on up. Why not?
Come on. What's that?
Oh.
We're not going to
worry about Ian. Yeah, we're not going to worry about Ian.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Aubrey. Good morning. We're going to keep it short and sweet. So, I was going to ask... What kinds of things do we like? What kinds of things are really fun and happy for us?
Riding a bike.
Riding a bike?
Hockey.
Well, what about things that happen to us or for us? Now, like, I was going to say, about a week ago, I got home and my daughter told me, you have to read tonight on the other side of the bed. See, when we get together every evening, we come together, we sit on my bed, on Mom and Dad's bed, and we read aloud for a little bit before bedtime.
And
she sits on that. And Sophie told me, you have to sit on the other side of the bed to read tonight. And I said, okay, I don't know what's going on. And I got to the other side of the bed, and they had blown up a whole bunch of balloons for me and put them, they were just a cloud of pink balloons. It was fantastic. That made me really smile. Is there something like that that's happened to you guys that you can think of that really makes you happy? Maybe it's big, maybe it's small. Yeah, you think of something? What do you think of?
Birthdays.
Birthdays? Do you get gifts? Or special treats? Yeah, how about you? How about the fact that, like, Mom or Dad makes you supper every night? Do they do that? Aubrey's a little on the fence. Sorry. She's not real sure right now. But that's cool, right? I mean, when your mom and dad get you food, that's cool. What are some things that people might do to us or say to us or give us that make us frown? Can you think of anything like that?
Teasing.
Teasing's a good one. Can you think of something? How about if somebody just walked up to you and hit you? Would that make you happy? Not really, right? Well, Jesus is telling us today that when we think about the things that make us happy, those are the things that we should do for other people. No matter who the other people are, those are the things that we should do for other people. And Jesus also tells us today that those things that make us frown, like being punched or teased or anything like that, when those things make us frown, we need to remember those and not do those to other people, right? No matter who they are. We need to think about all the good things and do those things for others. It seems pretty simple, doesn't it? Not always so simple. But we can try really, really hard, right? Aubrey's giving me kind of one of those eye roll things. Like, all right, Josie, I'll try. Pinky promise that you'll try? Okay, Pinky promise that you'll try? Awesome. All right, let's go head back. Thank you.
Would you please pray with me? Loving God, we are grateful this day for your love and grace that surrounds us and your spirit that blows life into us. We give you thanks this day for your word and how you speak to us through your word. And now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord, and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I woke up this morning when my mind's paying on G. I woke up this morning and I had this song going through my head. And it seemed to really fit because what's going to be woven in this sermon today is family. Which is, I think, a good thing because we're a church family. We're a family as in transition, as students are graduating. And there's a lot of transitions in our lives. And so I thought I'd teach the congregation the song we do at when we have our new member brunches. Okay? So how many of you can snap your fingers together? With me. It's going to be on 2 and 4, not on 1 and 3. I suppose it can be 1 and 3. It doesn't make any difference. Don't you keep on doing that. And this is your part. We're family. We're family. I need you, and you need me. We're family. Sing that with me. We're family. We're family. I need you, and you need me. We're family. Now, you're rhythmically challenged, so just cut it out. Whenever that comes around, I want you to join in, but you can certainly snap, you can clap, I don't care. That's really good. So whenever that comes around, I want you to sing with me, okay? I don't remember seeing you around. You must be from the other side of town. You look a little bit strange to me. Well, that's all right. I like variety. We're family. Sing it. We're family. I need you, and you need me. We're family. I got a sister named Betty Sue. A little brother, he's a bubbaloo. My Uncle Benny and my Auntie May. A little crazy, hey, but she's okay. We're family. Sing it. We're family. I need you, and you need me. We're family. Brothers and sisters standing hand in hand. Let's hear you sing it all across this land. If love has found you, then let's have a nod. We're living in the family of God. We're family. We're family. I need you, and you need me. We're family. Sing it again. We're family. We're family. I need you, and you need me. We're family. I need you, you need me. I need you, and you need me. We're family. One more time. I need you, and you need me. We're family. Now you're going to have that run through your head the rest of the day, probably. Anyway. Families, you gotta love them, don't you? You gotta love them. Families, not only are they the cornerstone of our society, of our lives, but they play a major part in each and every one of our lives. We have this internal compass, you might say, that tells us what is wrong in the family and what we want and need in the family. Jesus, this text comments to his disciples. He's calling them little children and commanding them to love one another, conjure up this image of family. This image of family in our minds and reminds us how our relationship with God and each other mold and shape and empower our lives. To be part of a family or a community is really important for our personal well-being. And perhaps you can recall the struggles you've had moving maybe with families from one place to another, maybe another part of the country, maybe another part of the state. Maybe you've moved. How many have moved once or twice in their lives? I'm not meaning across the street either. Okay, so you understand, you know, there's challenges that go with moving. And it's important then to try to find a community of friends. But it's not always an easy task because a lot of things get in the way. Modern things of life get in the way oftentimes. There's modern things that block the building of community. The stress and demands of life limit our ability oftentimes to nurture each other, to nurture friends and family. Now, one of the reasons why we are part of Christ Lutheran, though, is to be part of a community, a family of God. We talk about being brothers and sisters in Christ, And we have the privilege of addressing God as our Father. This is both a blessing and a challenge, because in order to be a family, you need to get close to others. Isn't that right? Sometimes it's most difficult to love those whom we are closest to. Did you know that? Huh? Parents and kids? Huh? Jesus commands his followers to love one another as he has loved them. He doesn't just give them a command, but rather, first he immerses them in his love. He just doesn't go tell them to do it, but he shows them how to do it. He demonstrates. He loves the disciples, and he demonstrates how to show that love to other disciples and the people around them. Families are the main place where we learn about life. We're shaped by our families. In fact, one of the first things I do when I'm doing pre-marriage counseling, I set the couple down and I have them say, okay, tell me about your family. What was it like growing up in your home? How did you do things? You're shaped by that, those pieces. Because what I tell that couple is that what you're doing is you're going to be putting those things, meshing two different things together. So it's important to know how you do things. Lori and I found that out. That's another story. But our families mold and shape us for good and for bad. In families, we should experience love and learn how to love. We learn how to be part of a team and how to forgive when necessary. There are also families who have taught us how to hate, how to hold grudges and abuse each other. Our family experiences have lasting effects upon us. Being part of God's family also has its lasting effects on us. We learn from God that love is what love is really about. Sacrifice and service, caring. We learn to give support and encouragement. How to work together. How to work together for the common good. How to forgive. How to open ourselves in order to restore and renew relationships. Family and community are always a possibility in a Christian congregation. But it takes work. Did you know that? Relationships take work. How many have figured that out? Relationships take work. It takes work to become a family of God and a family of believers. It takes the willingness for people to become involved beyond the Sunday morning worship. It takes a dedication to learn together and to serve together, to be trusting and vulnerable. Being part of a healthy family of believers is a transforming experience. It not only transforms our lives, but it transforms our world. One of the images and the purpose of family is the image of roots and wings. Perhaps you've seen images where there's a tree with roots going down and then the boughs going up. Roots and wings, though. Roots so that we are well-grounded, that we're rooted, that we're nourished and supported. But wings so that we can be all that God calls us to be and to be obedient to whatever God calls us to do. In fact, that's what I think of when I think of the seniors. You got wings to fly. You got wings to fly here into the next stage of life. But be rooted and grow and know who you are and where you're from. Christian congregations, when we are doing what we're called to do, we empower each other for this ministry of love and encouragement and support. Discovering how we can serve God using our personal gifts and talents and being immersed in God's love then changes us. Using our gifts and talents to serve God with our brothers and sisters in Christ changes the world in which we live. Now, Jesus commands us to love one another. That's a challenging command. Trust me. It's hard to love one another at times. To obey that command and to allow God to work through us takes a united determination to become involved and become the family that God wants us to be. So I invite you to choose to develop roots and to grow wings here at Christ Lutheran as we seek to do the work God has for us. And you know what? It takes all kinds. We're family. Now sat with me. We're family. I need you and you need me. We're family. One more time. We're family. We're family. I need you and you need me. We're family. Amen. Those who are seniors in our congregation. And I'd like you to come forward here at this time. And today we have Christopher here and Skyler. Oh, Trinity. Trinity here. And Jacob. Here, you want to come over here? Unless you want to be apart from... That's the... Anyway, what we want to do is just for you guys to know that you're a part of this community and that this community goes with you wherever you're at and stays with you. And why don't you just say what your plans are hereafter? Do you do that?
I will be going to La Crosse, currently undecided. I will be going to CVTC to enter the radiography program.
I'll be going to Eau Claire to study music education.
Very good, very good. One of the things that is a reminder that the congregation gives to its seniors are quilts. Do you like quilts? Huh? Do you like quilts? Do you like covers? Well, I want you to know the thing about quilts. I love quilts. I love putting them on. But the thing is, and I want this to be a reminder to you, that when you are under this quilt or sitting on it or whatever, that your congregation, your family of faith here, surrounds you with God's love and grace and prayers, and encourages you in your life. Okay, go ahead.
And you took the words right out of my mouth.
Did I?
Yes, you did. So,
I'm sorry.
My congratulations. Good luck in the future. Good luck. Christopher, good luck.
I'd like us to join in prayer. Gracious God, these young men and this young woman sit, they're composed, quiet. It's also hard to contain all the energy and the eager longing to break free and to fly on their own wings. We praise you and bless you for your urgent need to find their own way in the world, because it means that they have accepted your call to make something wonderful of the lives you have entrusted to them. But there are other emotions here too. After all, they will not often be together again. Friendships will change. They know that the safety net of teachers and counselors and coaches and advisors will no longer be in place for them. We praise you for that touch of fear in their hearts. They prompt them to seek your guidance continually and to help them stay focused on paths they have chosen. Today they feel pride, and it rightly so, in what they have accomplished, or at least survived. We praise you and bless you for their feelings of success, because through that gift of confidence, you will help them face bravely the unknown challenges ahead of them. As we send them forth, Lord, we ask a mighty blessing upon them. From your store of strength, grant them the wisdom and the will to make sound choices. Lead each one to discover his or her own true calling and joy. Grant them faithful friends who support one another. Give to each patience in suffering and perseverance in struggle and the protection of your holy angels, so that the wicked one will have no power over them. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give them a round of applause and wish them well. I invite you to stand as you're able as we continue with our profession of faith of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Trusting God's promise of new life, we pray for the renewal of the Church, the world, and all of creation. Send your Holy Spirit upon your Church. Awaken in us renewed commitment to our baptismal promises, to build community, to worship together, to share our faith, to serve others, and to work for justice and peace. Hear us, O God. Forgive us for the ways we have caused creation to suffer.
inspire creativity as we explore new ways of reducing our consumption of Earth's resources. Restore forests and waterways. Replace the habitats of all endangered and threatened species. Hear us, O God. Call all nations to the repentance that leads to life. Empower legislatures to craft laws reflecting your commandments to love and serve. Bless police officers, firefighters, paramedics, and first responders who put themselves at risk to care for others. Hear us, O God. Make your home among us and shelter us from storms of death, mourning and crying and pain. Draw near to those who weep and to those who are lonely. Restore health and wholeness to those who suffer. To Sue, to Anne, to Arla, or Kathy, Jonelle, Ernest, Lexan, Alvin, and Gwen Peters Knudsen, Kevin, Ann, Levi, Sandy, Sean, Chelsea, Libby, Joe, Leo, Sam, and all those that we name in our hearts. Hear us, O God. We give you thanks for those who carry out the ministry of hospitality, greeters, ushers, those who make coffee and bake cookies, and all who welcome newcomers and care for children, and all extend a hand of peace to neighbors. Hear us, O God. And these young people prepare to make a new step in their lives, step out and journey with them in their life as they move forward. Help your spirit to help them soar, and may your grace surround them with your love. Hear us, O God. You promise new life for all the faithful departed. Remember us in faith and hope until the day death is no more, when you will dwell with us in the new heaven and earth. Hear us, O God. We commend those and all our prayers to you, O God. Come near to us with your saving help for the sake of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's share that peace with one another.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, ruler of heaven and earth. Day by day you shower us with blessings. As you have raised us to new life in Christ, give us glad and generous hearts, ready to praise you and to respond to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We remember in the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. It's shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Jesus Christ is the host of the meal and invites us to come and eat, and it's been set for you, so come. We're going to need a couple more people. I invite you to stand as you're able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace and peace. Amen. Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, in this meal you give us a foretaste of that day when the hungry will be fed with good things. Send us forth to make known your deeds and to proclaim the greatness of your name through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you with grace and with mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our sending song. Be seated for a moment. I got 2 minutes. I'm not going to overdraw again. It's kind of a joke. So, just wanted to take a look at some of the announcements. At the Wakanda Elementary School is in need of 22 to 25 volunteers to help at their end-of-the-year carnival. So please take a look at that right there, and you can read about that. That's Thursday, June 6th. From 1:30 to 3, and volunteers need to arrive about 1 o'clock. Also, if you haven't noticed on 25, we have a sign out there. How many have noticed the sign out by Jimmy John's? Huh? Anybody notice the sign? Okay, a few people have. So what I want you to do is I want you to go out and look at the sign. It's on the big board, okay? The billboard, thank you. What? Lamar billboard, yeah. So I mean, it's there, and I want you to, we want to get your feedback, because we have it reserved for August and September also, to see if it's effective and see what you think. Because we don't have any signage out on the road there, so I'd like to get your feedback on that. Also, I invite you down for coffee and fellowship, and because we're honoring our seniors down there. We got some cake. You like cake? Christopher likes cake. He's sitting there going, you betcha, man. I gotcha. Okay. anyway. I think the other announcements are self-explanatory in here. Are there any others that need to be lifted up? Well, you know what time it is. It's time to celebrate Jesus. Oh, come on.